Hey, I got a surprise birthday party coming up. This is Chris Johnson. Actually, the party, by the time this is fucking released, the party is already going to have happened. But I'm smart enough not to release the podcast before the surprise. That would be frowned upon. It's a family surprise party. Cousin D's wife, 40th birthday party. And this fucking number, this fucking 40th shit, it's been spawning a lot of surprise parties over the last few years to the point where, like, I don't know who the fuck is surprised anymore. Like, there's been a few of these fucking surprise parties. One of them got fucking canceled due to weather, and the fucking surprise of that one was that they forgot to tell me that it was canceled, so I still showed up. Surprise! There's no fucking party! God damn it. So that ruined that fucking surprise. You motherfuckers owe me one. I got a fucking surprise that I'm gonna ruin just because of that. It's for fucking revenge. But not this time. I'm gonna fucking bide my time. I don't know what it is, though, about these 40th fucking birthday parties. They were talking. They're like, what are the milestone parties? I was with my cousins the other day at a fucking birthday party. There's five fucking November birthdays, goddammit. So, like, we celebrate them all at once. Just fuck it. Get it out of the way. And you have a big dinner and all that shit. And there's, like, multiple fucking cakes. It's a fucking great time. The November birthdays is probably the most superior, like, birthday party. In the summertime, it's not bad. Because you got me. You got fucking, Cassass is a fucking man. You know, there's a couple people in the summer. But not fucking five, goddammit. But they're discussing, like, what is an actual milestone birthday? Like, is it just the zeros? Is it 20, 30, 40? Are we doing every five? Is it, like, you know, like a fucking sports team? Like, hey, it's the fucking 25th year that the fucking Blue Jays have been in existence or whatever the fuck. 35th year, 35th anniversary, any of that shit. So it was determined that it was just the zeros, not the fives, which I agree with that. But to be honest with you, what the fuck is the zeros either? 30, 40, 50, it's all bullshit. We just fucking made it up. You know what a year is? It's something we fucking made up. A year is just fucking how long we go around the goddamn sun. This is some shit that we fucking pulled out of our ass. Like, why the fuck does one number have any more significance than another fucking number? What the fuck is the difference between 39, 42, and 50? 50 is significant because we made it fucking significant. Same thing with 40. And they looked at me, they were like, hey, you're gonna be fucking 40 next year, right? And I was like, yes. They're like, oh, listen, don't get any fucking ideas. I don't want a fucking surprise party. You know what the fucking surprise would be? Is if, like, you didn't have a fucking party for me. That would be the fucking surprise. I'm on fucking high alert now because of all this other shit. But for, like, Cousin D's wife, like, he's like, all right, look, you're gonna park down the street. It's gonna be like an old fucking high school party where, like, Big Shot pulled this one time where he's having people park at this one, like, complex. They're fucking chauffeuring them over to the house in the basement where they can get fucking hammered and there's no fucking cars there and shit. It's a fucking brilliant plan until somebody ruined it. Somebody that might be related to me. But it's gonna be just like that. I'm gonna park down the fucking road. Fucking hike over there. My ass is usually late, so I gotta fucking get my ass there early this time. I don't wanna walk in like, hey, Chris Johnson, what are you doing here? I don't know, what are you doing here? You live here? Did I just ruin the surprise? I gotta be there by 6:30. She'll be getting there at 7. But Cousin D's like, oh, all her fucking friends are gonna be there and shit. And I thought to myself, well, that's one facet of a surprise party. Actually, a major facet that, like, you're not gonna have to worry about with me. My friends? Like, you're not gonna find these people in a fucking Rolodex. First of all, I don't have many friends to begin with. Second, you got no fucking access to the judge. You're not gonna find this motherfucker. These people aren't on Facebook. The people I'm friends with are like fucking John Connor and the Terminator. They're off the fucking grid. They don't wanna be located. They think some asshole cyborg from the future is gonna come and fucking kill them. One could only assume. One of the things that really confused me about this, though, is I get to the fucking birthday parties the other day, and my aunt's like, listen to me. We're still celebrating her birthday tonight. She doesn't know about the surprise party. I was like, what, she doesn't know that we're gonna surprise her? No shit. She's like, don't fucking say anything. What are you talking about? Like, don't mention to her that there's a surprise party? She's like, yeah, don't mention it. I was like, what, would that ruin the surprise? So the fact that she's having a surprise party, is that just a fucking clever name? The fuck are you talking about? I know how this shit works. You don't have to explain the concept of a surprise party to me. I've been around long enough to understand how this fucking goes down. Of course we're fucking celebrating her birthday tonight. If we didn't, she'd be like, why the fuck aren't you celebrating my birthday tonight? What's going on? I understand you gotta fucking play the game, which is why I'm not gonna trust any of you assholes for the next year. I'm not going fucking anywhere in the summertime. I don't want any part of this shit. I'm uncomfortable when people fucking sing happy birthday to my ass. Can we just fucking wrap this up, please, and just eat this goddamn cookie cake? You don't have to fucking sing this fucking song. The kids get into it, though. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sure my nieces and nephews like it. My cousin's kids like it. I mean, they're young. They range from, like, fucking 1 to 7. They like Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday is a dumb fucking song. I never sing Happy Birthday. I haven't fucking sing Happy Birthday since the turn of the fucking century. I just fucking stand there. Sometimes I move my mouth because I think it's funny. But I don't fucking sing. And we had to sing Happy Birthday 5 goddamn times on Saturday. 5 fucking times? I know there's 5 birthdays. Can't we do this all at once? Light all this shit up. We'll do one big fucking song. We'll blow all the fucking candles out at the same fucking time. Like, I gotta fucking stand up and fucking endure this? Happy Birthday is a shitty fucking song. Fucking blow out the candles, lights on, light more candles, lights off. It's a fucking to-do. But my aunt is like really mad. Like, do you have to sing happy birthday to me? Yes, we do. God damn it. What? Come on now. What if the person that you're singing for doesn't give a shit? Listen, everybody's together here. We're having a good time. We're eating. We're having cake. It's a fucking event. It's an outing. This is all I fucking need. I don't need this goddamn song. I don't need any fucking surprises. I don't know if fucking, you know, wife of D knows that anything's coming. I don't know if she suspects anything. I don't know who's going to fucking be there either. I'm a little worried that I got to fucking hang out with a bunch of strangers for fucking half hour beforehand. Although, like, I'll have family members there too. But, like, she's friendly and she fucking talks. So I'm assuming her friends are friendly and they talk. And, like, I don't want to talk to her friends. Like, I don't know these people. I don't want to talk to people I know. I was at a grocery store one time and I saw my sister and I made sure to hide behind the fucking Pops. Like, ah, there she is. I don't want to have a fucking stop and chat. I'm going to duck behind this water. What aisle is she going down? Is she going up and down all of them? Maybe I'll go in the opposite direction. And I have ordered her that day. But like, if I'm at a party a half hour early, like shit, I'm going to have to time all this shit. I'm fucking all stressed out about like the fucking timing, but I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, fucking wherever the fuck. I don't care. Just fucking listen. Just listen to me, please. Podbean's a host of the cast. Every episode's there. I'm on Twitter. That's a Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That is it, maybe 5 minutes. And if you like Facebook, I'm going to put my podcast in a timeline for you.